Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauling marbles and rocks, and thought it twice before I hauled a Barbie doll before the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss, and I began to understand it's something women like about a pickup man.
When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town, and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man.
You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a cup of coffee. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, it wouldn't have tailgates. In traffic jams, is there something women like about a pickup man? Most Friday nights, I could be found in the bed of my truck on an old chase line. Blacked in my spot at the drive-in show. You know, the cargo lights give off a romantic glow.
I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand. Cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe de ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made.
You know, if it weren't for trucks, you wouldn't have tailgates.
I met all my wives in traffic jams. It's just something women like about a pickup man. What's around the block, and you know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe de ville.
I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, you wouldn't have tailgates.
I met all my wives in traffic jams. It's just something women like about a pickup man.
Something women like about a pickup man.
Oh, drop that pickup now, boys.